old, and she has been writing at a desk for about 25 years that she inherited as a young poet, a young aspiring poet, in her early 20s in New York. And she had basically broken up with a boyfriend and been left without any furniture. And a friend of hers said, why don't you call this friend of mine? He's this poet, this Chilean poet named Daniel Varsky. And I think he's going back to Chile, and why don't you see if he wants to give you his furniture? So she goes and she meets this poet and ends up taking all of his furniture, including this enormous, enormous desk. And about a year later, she finds out that Daniel Varsky, who went back to Chile indeed, was kidnapped by Pinochet's secret police, like so many in those years. And later she finds out that he died. So she writes at this desk, which she inherited from him, writes 7 or 8 novels at it, always sort of haunted by the memory of him and always aware that perhaps it isn't hers to keep forever, that maybe in some sense she's only a guardian for it. So Lois, if you're ready.
It was 1999, the end of March. I was at my desk working when the phone rang. I didn't recognize the voice that asked for me on the other end. Coolly.